the thing I like about the Loken State History Room, there's a vast amount of information located there.
Yes.
You just have to look.
Yeah.
I know one day I was looking the old Fayetteville Observers, which we have the Fayetteville Observers back from 1860. Right. And I was looking for a question for a customer. And as I was looking for this question to find something, I ran across this picture. And on this picture, under the capture, it was talking about this black church that was sponsored by a white church in the Grace Creek area for Vacation Bible School. And the black church was Baptist Union. Well, ding, the bell went off. Well, my mom was raised in the Baptist Union area, and it talked about four generations being at that church for Vacation Bible School that year. And it happened to be my aunt, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and my aunt's child.
Oh, wow.
There they were in front of me on a picture, four generations. And I thought that was the greatest finding I could have found
in
a room that I work in for 20 years.
Yeah.
Tell me some about the research that you've done on your family, Jen.
Well, I started out doing my mother and daddy. I was adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'll never know who had me. Well, one night I was here at the library, and this man came in, and he said, "You look like your mother." I said, "Are you speaking to me?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Oh, you knew Whit?"
Uh-huh.
He said, "Oh, yes, I knew Whit and Walter." He said, "No, I'm talking about your real mother."
Oh.
Well, I just about fell on the floor, but my parents had prepared me when I was very young that one day someone may come up to me and say something.
Mm-hmm.
So he did give me a name. It was just a last name Clark. So I thus got on a mission, and my birth certificate was still in the courthouse. And from that, when I found that birth certificate, it had baby girl Clark. You know, I just sat there because my next door neighbor was Rusty Clark.
Yeah.
Heman Clark was on the other side of us, a judge. And I'll never forget, Heman came by that afternoon, and I said, "Would you sit with me for 1 minute before you die?"
Right.
And tell me, he said, "What have you got?" And I handed him the birth certificate. I didn't even speak. He said, "Oh, my gosh, I was supposed to tell you."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Well, honey, I'm your second cousin." But, you know, it's been fun. I have met people that I've known all my life.
Right.
Never knew
they were relatives.
Right.
No. That's interesting.
And so thus I started my genealogy mission. My birth father, I found out who he was.
Yeah, I
met
remember.
Him.
Right.
I met him.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And with that, I have opened 9 lines that no one's opened.
All right.
I've now found my birth brother who lives here in town.
Okay.
We have met and been together. We were together for Thanksgiving for the first time.
Very good, very good.
That was very nice, and I thoroughly enjoy that. He said, "How did you do this?" And I said, "Andy, I did it through wanting to find you. I knew you existed and wanting to know who I was."
All right.
And now we see each other. He's my size, my height, little thing.
Yeah. People always want to know, where did I get these color eyes?
That's right.
Why am I short and everybody else is tall? So we tell people, if you want to find out who you are, and you're from the state of North Carolina,
right,
we come up into the Loken State History Room.
You might meet your kinfolk.
Absolutely.